A week out from the US midterm elections, less than a quarter of Americans under 30 say they definitely intend to vote. Voter apathy is bad news for Democrats as they vie to retain control of the Senate, with the youth who shot Barack Obama to power turned off by politics. North America correspondent Jane Cowan visited a historic black college in the Washington's northwest.
At Howard University in northwest Washington, the clock tower chimes as students scurry between classes. On this majority black campus, midterms mean exams. There's not necessarily much time to think of the other midterms and voting. Student Jamie Cunningham admits he has other things on his mind.
I'm an athlete, so I'm real busy. I'm real busy dealing with school and football. I never really had an intention to vote. I really didn't even know there was an election coming up, so.
Harvard University's Institute of Politics surveyed 18 to 29-year-olds nationwide and found the lowest level of interest in any election it's measured since the year 2000. Rachel Buckner studies sports management at Howard. She says even the shooting of the black teenager Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, hasn't motivated her to vote in the way that some pundits expected it would galvanise the black vote.
I don't think most of us think of it as a voting problem, like something that's going to be solved by votes. I think most of us see it more of a social problem that has to be solved by like educating the masses. So we're getting more involved in like grassroots campaigns and things like that, more so than thinking, oh, I need to get out and vote for a certain person, because it's not like we see any bills that are going to go into place that are going to help or anything like that.
The Harvard University survey found millennials' trust in public institutions, from the presidency to the Supreme Court and the military, is at a five-year low, and their cynicism about the political process has never been higher. It's something that rings true for Rachel Buckner.
I mean, I think that's a huge part of it. We've seen the least productive Congress ever in the history of America in these past, like, 6 years or so. And so I feel like looking at that and seeing that they're not even willing to try on basic issues that affect everybody, why would we think that they're going to do anything at all for issues that matter just to us, you know?
While the president's staying out of individual races at the behest of the candidates, loath to be tarred by his unpopularity, in one recent radio interview, Barack Obama encapsulated the problem for Democrats.
The bottom line is, during the midterm elections, too often, Democrats don't vote. Black folks don't vote, young people don't vote, and we can't afford to be sitting at home thinking that the midterms don't matter, because I've got 2 years left in my presidency, and I want to make every single one of them count, and I need a partner in Congress. And the truth is that in most of these states, in most of these congressional districts, if we have high turnout, we win, and when we have low turnout, we lose. It's as simple as that. So what I need everybody to do is just go out there and vote.
So the president is saying what he's supposed to say. The problem is that the president and the president's supporters have not been consistent enough in getting out that message.
Michael Fauntroy is an associate professor of political science at Howard University.
You can't play that card this close to the election and expect to bear a lot of fruit.
While the disillusionment with politics stretches across party lines, affecting all young people, the consequences are undeniably worse for Democrats. At Howard University in northwest Washington, this is Jane Cowan for AM.